Hey guys, welcome back to my show. I know it's been a long time since I last posted, but nonetheless, I'm back with a new episode. In today's episode, I'll be talking to you about foil characters. I'll be talking about what they are and the two types they are in this category. So first off, a foil character is someone whose purpose is just to be like a side character or someone who is shown as the main character but tends to be like not really like the main emphasis of the story. So it's someone who takes away, kind of like a red herring, if you know what that is. If you do not know what that is, I can just give you a quick review on what it is. A red herring is something that's used to trick the reader into believing that that's what is a clue onto the way to the main idea. So the red herring could be something like a red carpet, and then you see another something related to red in the story. So there'll be like a red herring that leads you on like a whole rampage of finding answers with things which are red, but in reality it's something you're supposed to be finding, not even related to color. So a literary foil character kind of tricks you into believing that character you're reading about is the protagonist, not the antagonist, and not the side character, but the protagonist, which is like the main character. Now, for the people who do not know what an antagonist is or what a protagonist is, as I said earlier, a protagonist is the main character. An antagonist, on the other hand, is someone who is sometimes the main character, but antagonists are normally the villains or the bad side. Now, sometimes they're not deliberately bad, sometimes they just like feel like they're good from the inside, when in reality their actions are hurting other people. That's slightly about what antagonist is. Now, foil. Now, basically, a foil character, as I just said earlier, is someone you use to trick the reader into believing about. Now, the main actual answer would be that someone who simply just shines as a main character with certain traits of protagonist, but they're actually just there to draw attention and not actually be part of it. For example, Hermione was kind of like a foil character in Harry Potter at some points in the story, but she did play a role, she just wasn't the main character. And that's what we realized once we found out that Harry Potter was the main character, since, well, the series name was Harry Potter and not Hermione Granger. Now the reason why foil characters are important is because it helps you as a reader or as a writer to understand your characters more deeply and envision them in your head. Now, without foil characters, your story could potentially not be the best it could be, and it might not capture the essence of your character. The other thing is it also emphasizes their characteristics, their behaviors, their attributes, and really like puts a spotlight on them while also conveying the message of your story. It also puts your character into this kind of like bubble where they are put into different situations, made in such a way that they will go through obstacles, like daily life dilemmas and stuff like that. So it really helps to well round your character and make them the best they can be. Now, do not get confused between a foil character and a round character. A foil character is what makes a round character and not like something that already is a round character. So being a foil character makes your chance of becoming round more, but not really, because Harry Potter was a round character, yet he was not a foil character, because it was the main story of Harry Potter was about Harry, and slightly also about the villain of the story, but he was not a foil character, but he still had the attributes of of both a main character and a foil character. Now, yeah, so basically that's kind of like the difference between those two. The main thing I would like to just say is that sometimes a foil character can take you onto a totally different direction per se, but because like they make you go in one direction of thinking when actually the character is trying to convey or say something else. Another thing I would just like to say is that most foil characters talk in riddles. They sometimes talk in ways that it's hard for a person to understand or us as a reader to understand what they're trying to say. Sometimes, this is very rare though, the prompt of being a foil character is mostly in classics or fantasies where they're gestures or some kind of character which is kind of on the side path. Now, the last and final thing that I want to talk about is the examples of foil characters. Now, I already gave you guys like the option, like I said, Hermione Granger, but the most imaginative character who is a foil character would be Draco Malfoy, mainly because both him and Harry are, well, I'm not gonna say what they are actually, because I'm not sure whether all of you have read this. I'm hoping you guys have read this, but if you haven't, I don't want to spoil this, but this is just a spoiler alert for anyone who has not read this. Okay, so anyone who has not, before I say it, who, what they were, if you've not read the book, then please maybe like fast forward this maybe 2-3 minutes ahead and listen to the rest of it, because you may not want to hear what I'm saying if you haven't read the books. So anyways, Draco and Harry were wizards and they both had like different attributes. Harry was more on the positive side, was nice, kind, whereas Draco Malfoy was more on the evil, cruel, rebellious side. Now they both were kind of similar to each other because they both were wizards, they both had magical attributes and stuff like that, but one used it for good and the other used it for bad. So that's what's making Draco Malfoy kind of like the foil character. And yeah, well, that's the only example I really wanted to add. Because, well, other ones are kind of vastly different, so it's kind of hard to say which one is a foil character and which one is not. Now, here's the task for you guys. If you guys clearly remember, if you've seen my previous episode where I interviewed Sylvia Liu, I told you guys, well, not Sylvia Liu, sorry, I meant to say the conversation I had with a young writer named Taylor, I told you guys to take out a notebook and write stuff. Now, if you guys can quickly bring up that same notebook I told you to write in that day and pull up a new page and write, like, this is an exercise, alright? My exercise for you is to go and find or read a few books and dissect through them and find out which characters are foil characters, which ones do you think are antagonists, which ones do you think are protagonists, and then report back by sending me a voice message through my Anchor page by going to anchor.fm/Anika674. Anika is an A-N-I-K-A and then 674. So I repeat, anchor.fm/Anika674. And then on the top right corner, you'll see a button which says send a voice message. Click on that and then you'll be asked to sign into your Anchor account. If you do not have one, you can sign up for it and then send me a voice message telling me your answer. Now, if you would like to not send a voice message but you still want to do this, I'll be putting up like a poll message or like a short answer message into the Spotify app. So if you use your phone and open up the Spotify app on your phone, and you'll see the question where it asks what I just asked you. Find out examples of foil characters, protagonists and antagonists, and type them up and tell me who do you think they are. And then I'll be discussing them in the next episode where I just tell you guys what you guys, whether you guys were right or wrong. Anyways guys, that's the end of the episode today. I hope you enjoyed and I'll see you all next Sunday. Have a great day and keep reading and writing. Bye guys. We'll be right back.